الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل ولا شبيه له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه، من بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين، هاديا ومبشرا ونذيرا، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، فجزاه الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا من أنبيائه. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم القائل في محكم تنزيله: حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به والمنخنقة والموقوذة والمتردية والنطيحة وما أكل السبع إلا ما ذكيتم وما ذبح على النصب. فاعلموا إخوة الإيمان رحمكم الله تعالى بتوفيقه أن من الكبائر، من كبائر المعاصي، أكل الأكل الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به، يعني كل شيء يسمى عليه اسم غير الله عز وجل عند ذبحه هذا كذلك حرام، هذا يقال له ما أهل لغير الله، كقول المشركين مثلاً بسم اللات والعزى عند الذبح. وكذلك يحرم أكل المنخنقة والموقوذة، أي التي أثخنوها ضربا بعصا مثلا، والمتردية التي تردت عن جبل مثلا أو في بئر أو غرقت في بحر، فهذه حرام، هذه ميتة لا تؤكل. والنطيحة أي التي نطحتها أخرى فماتت، كل هذا ميتة. إلا ما ذكيتم، قال الله تعالى، إلا ما ذكيتم أي إلا ما أدركتم ذكاته قبل أن يضطرب اضطراب المذبوح. So dear brothers, I urge you and myself to obey Allah Ta'ala by fulfilling all the obligations and refraining from the sins. And know that among the enormous sins and among the enormous acts that are haram is to eat the maitah, the dead animal that has not been slaughtered Islamically, to eat the blood, to eat the pig, and to eat what has been slaughtered without with the name of other than Allah being mentioned on it. Such as the idol worshippers, when they used to slaughter, they would say, we start by the name of Allat, the idol known as Allat, and Al-Uzza. By saying this statement, this makes this kill haram. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala prohibited eating from these types. Also among the haram kill, the smothered animal, the animal that was killed in a way that they smothered him, this is called Maita. It is not halal to eat from it. Or the mawqudha, which has been beaten to death. Some people, they will beat the chicken or the animal, the goat or the like, until it dies with a stick or a bat or the like, then this is haram to be eaten as well. Or also among the ones that were mentioned in the ayah that are prohibited to eat, in the ayah that I recited, is al-mutaraddiyah, which is the animal that has fallen from a mountain and died from that, or fallen into a well or into the sea and drowned from that, then this is haram to be eaten. And al-natiha, which is the animal that was headbutted to death, was headbutted by another animal and died from that, then this is dead meat. It's haram for the person to consume this animal because it was not slaughtered Islamically. Then Allah Ta'ala in the ayah said, "Illa ma dhakkaytum," except that which you slaughter according to the Islamic method. And that is, you slaughtered that animal before it reacted like the animal reacts when you slaughter it. So every animal that was killed, that died, other than the Islam, without an Islamic slaughtering, every edible animal that died in an un-Islamic way, that was killed in an un-Islamic way, without being slaughtered properly, then in Arabic it's called mayta. Mayta, that means it's dead meat, dead animal. You cannot eat it Islamically. As for the Islamic slaughtering, the way to slaughter according to the Islamic Sharia, it necessitates the following. It's a condition that the slaughterer must be a Muslim or a kitabi. The person who is slaughtering by hand must be either a Muslim or kitabi from the people of the book, which are the Jews and the Christians, the kitabi. And the second thing is to slaughter an edible, an Islamically edible animal, an animal that we are allowed to eat, such as the cow, the sheep, and the like. And the third matter is that it must be killed with a sharp tool, something that is sharp, other than a nail, a fingernail, or a bone. You cannot slaughter with those. So then it would be slaughtering with a sharp tool, such as a sharp knife. So you cannot beat it to death with a stick or the like, then that would be haram. And also, in the slaughtering process, the food and the air pipes must be cut in order for that slaughtering to be Islamic slaughtering. As for the animal that has been shocked with electricity and died from that before it was slaughtered Islamically, then this is a dead animal as well. And it is haram to eat, which is most of the companies in these countries. That's how they kill the animals, by shocking it with electricity. And sometimes it dies from that, sometimes it doesn't. But in order for you to know, you have to be seeing the slaughtering process. Also, if it was slaughtered by an automated machine, then it is un-Islamic. So if it was mechanically killed, if that animal was mechanically killed by itself, it killed it, that machine killed that animal by itself without a slaughterer or a person controlling every animal, then that animal has been slaughtered by a machine and therefore it is un-Islamic to be eaten. Such as the conveyor belts that some factories have for chickens. So it's just basically a big, long belt, and they have a very sharp knife that just chops the necks of the chickens automatically. This is un-Islamic. There is not a slaughterer. There is not a person who's controlling this machine. Therefore, it is not hand slaughtered. It's machine slaughtered. And that is un-Islamic. أيها الأحبة الكرام اللحم أمره مشدد في شرع الله عز وجل فلا يجوز أكله إلا أن يعلم أنه ذكي ذكاة شرعية. The matter of the meat in the religion is very strict. So it is not permissible for you to eat this meat until it is known that it has been slaughtered Islamically. Until it is known to you that this animal has been slaughtered Islamically, then and only then you can eat. But if you have doubted, brothers, in that meat, is it halal or not? If you just doubted in that, then as soon as you doubt, then it is still considered haram for you to eat. You cannot eat with the doubt. If you are in doubt, leave it out. You cannot eat the meat if you are not sure if it has been slaughtered Islamically or not. As been clearly stated by the great scholars of Islam, the great scholars of fiqh. In fact, prohibiting the meat that has not been known if it was slaughtered Islamically or not is considered a consensus. All the scholars agreed that it is prohibited to eat this such a meat that you doubt if it's halal or not. All the scholars of Ijtihad, all the scholars of Islam, they specifically said from the four schools, all the schools, they said if you doubt about the way the meat has been killed, then this is a haram kill. It's dead meat. Or if it's doubted about it, whether it's halal or not, then you cannot eat it. As specifically mentioned by Imam As-Suyuti and others. فَلَا تَدَعْ أَخِي الْمُسْلِمْ شَهْوَةَ الطَّعَامِ تَدْفَعُكَ إِلَى الْأَكْلِ مِنْ طَعَامٍ فِيهِ لَحْمٍ لَا تَدْرِ مِنْ أَيْنَ هُوَ. Many people, they do that. Don't let your delight, your desire to eat, just rush you into eating any food that you see. Whatever the reason was, because if you don't know where this meat came from, or how it was slaughtered, then you don't know if it's halal. That means you are doubting if it's halal or not. And if you doubt if it is halal or not, then it is haram for you to eat. So brothers, even if it is very cheap, in fact, the haram in this country is very cheap. Very, a lot easier to get the haram meat, unfortunately. But this does not mean for you to rush and go ahead and buy just because it's on sale, it's inexpensive or the like. Because once you consume the haram into your body, then you might end up getting used to it, and you're going to feed it to your children, and on the judgment day, you will be judged and asked about that. So, فَإِنْ كُنْتَ فِي بَيْتٍ يَا أَخِي الْمُسْلِمْ وَدَعَاكَ أَهْلُهُ إِلَى طَعَامٍ أَوْ فِي مَطْعَمٍ أَوْ كُنْتَ فِي الطَّائِرَةِ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ فَإِيَّاكَ أَنْ تَأْكُلِ اللَّحَمِ الْمَشْكُوكُ فِيهِ. أما إذا تحققت أنه ذبح على الطريقة الشرعية ذكي ذكاة شرعية واطمأن قلبك فعندئذ يجوز لك أن تأكل من ذلك. So dear brother, if you were invited to a friend's house to eat dinner with them, or you were invited to eat in a restaurant, or you were invited or on an airplane, there was food provided or the like, but you're not sure, has this meat been slaughtered Islamically or not? You don't know. Then you doubt. And if you are in doubt, you have to keep it out. You cannot eat the meat that you are doubting in. It's haram. Unless you have verified and confirmed that this meat has been slaughtered Islamically. So you can simply ask the brother or the sister who prepared the food, is this meat, has it been prepared and slaughtered by hand? Is it hand slaughtered? And that person knows the Islamic way of slaughtering, and your heart rested and accepted that, you believed them, and that person knows how the Islamic slaughtering is, then in that case you are allowed to eat, you can eat. But if you are doubting if it's halal or not, beware, it is haram to eat. And here's the proof to that, brothers. It was narrated in Sahih Muslim from Adi ibn al-Hatim, who asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about hunting. He said, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam said to him, قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لحاتم لما سأله عن الصيد قال له إذا رميت بسهمك فاذكر اسم الله فإن وجدته قد قتل أي السهم فكل إلا أن تجده قد وقع في ماء فإنك لا تدري الماء قتله أم سهمك. فعندها النبي حرمها عليه الصلاة والسلام من أجل الشك في سبب الحل. حرم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أكله. ومن هذا الحديث أخذ العلماء ونحوه من الأحاديث أخذ العلماء حرمة أكل اللحم المشكوك في حله وأجمعوا على ذلك لورود الحديث. So the proof about what we have been mentioning is Hatim came and asked the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم about hunting. Then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him, if you threw your arrow, if you shot your arrow, then make sure to mention the name of Allah. And if you found that your arrow had killed your kill, your prey, your edible animal, then eat. The Prophet told him, go ahead and eat. But, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, unless you had found that this animal that you shot fell in the water, then you don't know if it died from your arrow or it died drowning, then do not eat. So from this hadith and other similar hadiths, the scholars declared the ijma', the unanimous agreement that it's haram to eat the meat that you doubted in eating. Why? Because the Prophet told him, you don't know, did you kill it with your arrow? Or did it drown and died from the drowning? Then he told him not to eat, because it is you are doubting. So when in doubt, you are prohibited from eating it until you verify that this meat has been slaughtered Islamically. Now, there is a very widespread misconception, especially in these countries. Some people, they say, any kind of meat, brother, say Bismillah and eat, and they say it becomes halal. This is wrong, un-Islamic, and it's an ignorance that was asserted from some people who read some books and did not understand what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ سَمُّوا بِاللَّهِ وَكُلْ حَلَّلُوا الْحَرَامُ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ فَهَؤُلَاءِ جُهَّالٌ مَا فَهِمُوا حَدِيثَ الرَّسُولِ. اسمعوا القصة. Listen to what happened from the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام about this matter. البخاري narrated from عائشة رضي الله عنها that some people came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, or they said to the Prophet. Some people, they said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, O Messenger of Allah, some people, they bring us some meat. But we don't know, did they mention the name of Allah when they slaughtered or not? Okay? Then the Prophet said, you say Bismillah and eat. Okay, this is the first narration. They asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulallah, some people, and these people were Muslims, and I'll tell you why, how we know that they were Muslims. This is very important. They said, some people, they bring us meat, but we don't know, before they killed it, did they say Bismillah or not on it? Then the Prophet said to them, go ahead, say Bismillah, and then eat. So that means it is halal. Now, this hadith is talking about some Muslims who slaughtered. So that means they killed the animal Islamically. They did not shockwave it with electricity. They did not beat it with a stick. They did not throw it from a wall or a mountain. Rather, they slaughtered the way we slaughter. And they were Muslims. And how did we know that they were Muslims? There is a similar narration for Lady Aisha, radiyallahu anha, where she said in another narration, Ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are people who were formerly mushriks. They were idol worshippers. That means they are new converts to Islam. She specifically said that, subhanallah. She said, there are newly converts. That is, they converted from idol worshipping to Islam. So are they Muslims or not? They are Muslims. Then she said to him, they bring us meat, these newly convert Muslims. They brought us meat, or they used to bring us some meat. But we don't know if before they slaughtered, they said Bismillah on it or not. So do we eat or not? Then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said to her, اذكروا أنتم اسم الله وكلوا. You mention the name of Allah and eat. The only thing that was missing is the fact that they slaughtered, but we don't know before they slaughtered if they said Bismillah. Why? Because they are newly convert Muslims. They just embraced Islam. That is why the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said to them, then in this case, say Bismillah and eat. But if there was no, if the slaughterer was not a Muslim or Kitabi, or like if a person who is Murtad or a blasphemer like a Hindu or Sikh or the like, and they slaughtered, you cannot eat this meat. Even if they slaughtered like we do, you cannot eat it. Or if the Christian slaughtered, but he said, I start by the name of the cross. Some kufr statement, وَلَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ, then it's not halal to eat. If they said kufr statement before slaughtering. Or he killed the animal by shocking it with electricity. The chicken, he, for example, electrocuted the chicken to death. Then this is not Islamic dhabiha. It's not Islamic slaughtering, therefore it's haram to eat. Even if you say Bismillah 1,000 times on it, it's not going to become halal. Because if it is haram, it will remain haram. You cannot eat it. Unfortunately, some people misunderstood this hadith narrated by al-Bukhari that I just mentioned, and they started spreading all over, telling people any kind of meat, as long as you say Bismillah on it, it becomes halal. Then they made the haram easy for the people, wal-iyadu billah. Rather than them telling the original story and educating the people, they made them like mindless sheep, following them blindly without knowledge, and they are misled, and they misled others, wal-iyadu billahi ta'ala. فَإِذَنْ يَا أَحْبَابِ لَمَّا عَائِشَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا فِي الرِّوَايَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ قَالَتْ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَتْ لَهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إن هنا أقواما حديث عهدهم بشرك يعني أسلموا من جديد فكانوا مسلمين قالت يأتوننا بلحمان بلحم لا ندري يذكرون اسم الله عليه أم لا يعني هناك أناس أسلموا من جديد ذبحوا وأتوا بهذا اللحم لهم لعائشة رضي الله عنها مثلا فقالت نحن لا ندري هل قالوا بسم الله قبل الذبح أم لا؟ فماذا قال لها الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال لها اذكروا الله أنتم وكلوا. معناه سنة أن نقول بسم الله قبل الذبح. وليس معناه أن هؤلاء كانوا كفار، وليس معناه كذلك أنهم ما ذبحوا، لا، مسلمون، لكن لما ذبحوا لم نعرف هل سموا بالله قبل الذبح أم لا، فتبين من ذلك أن هذه اللحوم حلال لأنها مذكاة بأيدي مسلمين ولو كانوا حديثي عهد بكفر هم أسلموا ولا يضركم أنكم لم تعلموا هل سمى أولئك عند الذبح اسم الله أم لا لا يضر ذلك لأنه سنة سموا أنتم عند أكلها أي سنة أن تسموا عند أكلها لا وجوبا لأن التسمية سنة عند الأكل هذا ما قال لهم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فخلاصة الأمر أحبابنا الكرام أنه ينبغي التيقن قبل أكل اللحم من أنه مذكى ذكاة شرعية خاصة في هذه البلاد فليس كل لحم في السوق أو في المعلبات حلالا So in conclusion dear brothers it is very important that you make certain that the meat that you're going to eat has been hand slaughtered and according to the Islamic method, according to the Islamic way. So not every meat that you find in the stores is halal, and not every meat that is contained in these containers is halal. So once you are certain that this meat is halal, once you are certain that this meat is not halal, or you doubted if it is halal or not, then in both cases, it's prohibited for you to eat. And there is no good in a pleasure or a delight that is results in hellfire, wal-iyadu billah. There is no good in a delight, in a piece of meat that you're going to eat or something that you're going to enjoy eating, but that will result you in falling into hellfire. There is no good in that. لا خير في لذة من بعدها النار. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أكل طيبا وعمل في سنة وأمن الناس بوائقه دخل الجنة من أكل طيبا يعني من كان مطعمه حلالا كان يحرص أن لا يأكل هو ولا أولاده إلا من الحلال إلا مما يباح للإنسان أكله من حلال في الشرع وعمل في سنة أي عمل في موافقة السنة النبوية بما يوافق شريعة الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام وكيف يعمل الإنسان بسنة الرسول من غير علم إذن لا بد له من أن يتعلم. كيف يتأكد الإنسان أن صلاته وصيامه وسائر عبادته صحيحة بدون علم؟ كيف يعرف ذلك؟ لا بد له أن يتعلم. بل كيف يعرف أن ما يأكله وما يشربه وما يلبسه وما يسكنه حلال إلا بالعلم؟ لذلك قال الإمام البخاري: جعل في كتابه باب العلم قبل القول والعمل. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dear brothers, said, whoever is keen to eat only halal, and whoever follows the sunnah, my teachings, that is the person who does the matters that he follows according to the religion. And how would he know if he's following it according to the religion without acquiring the knowledge? How would you know your prayer is valid or your fasting is valid? How would you know that whatever you are doing is accepted in the religion without the knowledge? That means you need to acquire the knowledge to ensure and make sure that you and your family are doing the things that you are doing according to the sunnah, according to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Imam al-Bukhari, he had a chapter in his book known as Al-Ilm Qabla Al-Qawli Wal-Amal, knowledge before action, before saying or action. So you learn before you say something and before you do something. وَأَمَّا قَوْلُ النَّبِيَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَأَمِنَ النَّاسُ بَوَائِقَهُ مَعْنَاهُ أَمِنَ النَّاسُ ظُلْمَ يَدِهِ وَلِسَانِهِ. هذا هو المسلم. يعني من صفات المسلم الكامل, من صفات المسلم الكامل أن يسلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, the true Muslim is the one whom people are safe from the harm of his hand and the harm of his tongue. يعني he does not harm people with physically by hand or the like, or verbal abuse. That's the among the attributes of the perfect Muslim. Among the attributes of the perfect Muslim is the Muslim who does not harm the Muslims, neither by hand nor by a saying. Allahumma rzuqna husna al-iqtida'i bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wakfina bi halalika an haramik, wa bi ta'atika an ma'asiyatik, waj'alna min khiyari ibadika. آمين. هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم, فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. إن الحمد لله, نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره, ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له, ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين, وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين, ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين وآل البيت الطاهرين, وعن الخلفاء الراشدين, وعن الأئمة المهتدين. أما بعد, عباد الله, فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم, فاتقوه حق تقاته. Dear brothers, again I urge you and myself to fear Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and to obey Him constantly, and to perform the obligations the way Allah تعالى ordered, and to refrain from the sins, and avoid the haram meat, and avoid anything that is haram, and to provide knowledge for yourself and your children, to look after your children by providing people of knowledge that provide the authentic Islamic knowledge to them. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ أَمَرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ فَقَالَ إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يقول الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا، فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واكفنا ما أهمنا وقنا شر ما نتخوف. اللهم اجزي الشيخ عبد الله الهرري رحمات الله عليه عنا خيرا، واغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.